But where are you really from?
But where are you really from?
Hi everyone, I'm Jesse Lin.
And I'm Angela Lin. Welcome back to another episode of But Where Are You Really From?
This week we're going to talk about grief. I think that a lot of us have been feeling the psychic, spiritual, and mental backlash from the last couple of years, just having so many things happen over like a short period of time. And I think that a lot of people are going through a really difficult time. And I was just thinking about, as we get older, as we become adults, how we deal with grief at these key moments of our life, especially as family members that we know and love pass away. And I was really thinking about this in context of going to my grandfather's funeral last year. I love my grandfather, but we weren't really close just because we live so far away from each other and we like really didn't have the chance to see each other that much. But it was a really interesting unusual window into seeing family members grieve and show grief in a way that I have never seen before. And in seeing that, I thought about like how I personally would deal with grief in that situation, like if my parents pass, and also like furthermore, like how we express, process, and deal with grief kind of changes as we get older. And I'm not necessarily sure if it changes for the better. So that's kind of what I wanted to dive into in this week's episode.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting topic to discuss because culturally and generationally, I think are like the two big influences that affect the way that the people around us we've seen deal with grief and then how we like are going to deal with grief differently than they are. Your experience is from Taiwanese family perspective, and so I definitely also have little tidbits to add based on like what I've observed from my family around how they're grieving certain aspects of life. And then also last year, Ramon had two grandparents pass away 2 weeks apart, and it was not the spouses. This was like the mother of his dad and the father of his mom passed away within 2 weeks of each other. So that was like pretty wild from that perspective. So I also have that image in my mind of like the way that his parents dealt with grief of like first one is like their direct parent and then one is like their in-law and then like literally switched the next like 2 weeks later to be the opposite end. So yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to talk about this topic.
So just going off of the grandparents thing, I thought about my parents getting older and like how I would deal with grieving their passing. And it's honestly really hard to picture what that looks like because I just kind of imagine that they're going to be there forever. I look at my mom's, I guess, journey with it. And obviously, like, I don't live with her, so I don't know, like, everything she was going through and everything she was expressing. But it seems like the funeral was really kind of, like, the focal point, the arena, if you will, for everyone to be, like, openly grieving and openly talking about the passing. And then kind of past that, there really wasn't much more discussion of it anymore. It kind of either became more of, like, a private thing or just, like, one of those attitudes where it's like we've kind of like moved on. So that's kind of my like perception of it. And I think personally dealing with the grief of a parent, like my parents passing, I just feel like I would be kind of like numb for a while. That's like very much my MO where it's like when bad things happen, I just kind of like really peace out of my like my spirit, my brain, my body. It's just kind of like all up there. Until I feel like I can like safely feel all the emotions around it.
Yeah, I definitely vibe with the way you described kind of like you can't even imagine what it would be like because they've just always been there. I also feel that way about my parents, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way about their parents. Like they're the presences that have been in your life since you were born and just like a constant. So it feels like it's a given that they'll always be there, but they won't always be there. And yeah, as we're getting older, obviously they also are getting older. I have thought about the fact that they're going to pass away at some point many times, but I haven't thought about it in the sense of like how I will feel about it necessarily. But I did have like a mini moment of that, which is like a year ago or 2 years ago, I don't remember, but my dad had a, you know, like relatively a minor surgery, but it was near his heart. Like it wasn't crazy. It wasn't like open heart surgery or anything like that, but an operation that had to do with his heart and, you know, connecting arteries. And I just remember I had a FaceTime with him where I was like, I was pretty sad and I was like scared because I was like, you're old, like you're like pretty old, you're over 70, you know, and like any surgery at that point is not like great because your body just is not in like tip-top shape anymore to like bounce back from surgeries. So we did have a little moment where we were like, I was like, I'm scared because like, yes, this is routine, but like, what if something goes wrong? And his attitudes towards it was very like, honestly, it was pretty zen. It was very like Buddhist, I guess, where he was like, if it's my time, it's my time. And I was like, that's really depressing to hear, but I guess you're not wrong. And I was in my head, I was just like, it's not your time. So I'm just going to like be really like positive in my like thinking and the vibes I'm sending your way. And actually, I'm literally getting emotional right now talking about it. I'm thinking about it and it's making me really sad. Yeah, I was pretty sad when that happened. And luckily, he was fine. But I think as they get older, more of these things happen, right? Like, I don't know about your parents, but like my parents have had certain health scares like in the past 5-ish years. And every time something like that happens, I'm like, this could be it. Like, I don't know, because they're within the range of possibility now. And I've never let myself, like, all the way think about it.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey listeners, wondering how you can support us? The biggest way is by increasing our visibility by following us on Instagram at Where Are You From Pod, on TikTok at But Where Are You Really From, subscribing to our YouTube channel under But Where Are You Really From Podcast, rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, and telling your friends. The more people we can get to listen to the show, the more we can continue spotlighting different perspectives and stories. And if you feel so inclined, we're also accepting donations at buymeacoffee.com/where are you from. Thanks y'all.
I feel like grief is such a hard thing to deal with because it's so painful, but it's necessary, and a lot of the times we shy away from feeling it fully. And even like I've noticed, particularly as an adult, like I think about when I was a kid, and you're like, when you're a kid, you cry over like a lot of stuff. The magnitude of things you're grieving about is different, but it used to be, I think, easier to express grief. And I think as you get older, it becomes really suppressed, and it's like really hard to like tap into that. And like a couple days ago, I was just feeling like really down. And I was like, it's so weird because I'm like, I'm ready to cry, but I cannot. Like the grief is so locked up. And I always just think about like how unhealthy that is. And I think about like, I wonder how much stuff like my parents are carrying or like my family is carrying that they haven't been able to like express. Or maybe they don't even think about it that way. But like the experience of being human is kind of the same, so like maybe it's not pressing for them, but they must have like somewhere deep within them like some kind of feeling about it.
Yeah, the idea of suppression, of emotional suppression, is like very widespread, I think, amongst Asian families. And do you feel like your suppression comes from a little bit like mirroring what you viewed their like way of dealing with emotions was growing up?
I very rarely remember any moments where like either my mom was crying or my dad was crying. Like, my dad very, very rarely, and same with my mom. And so I think that these are things that you end up just internalizing, right? Because you're like, oh, well, I've never seen them express or emote in that way. So, like, I don't need to, or I don't even know how, I don't even know where it's acceptable. And it's, like, never a thing that we have chatted about, right? Like, being sad and, like, moments of sadness. But it's a common thing that we talk about. Like, I think, like, rite of passage in New York City is, like, crying somewhere in public. Like, so it's a very different, like, dynamic. But once you become an adult, like, you've already ingrained all these things. But I do find it, like, more difficult to, like, connect with the grief side of emotions as an adult. Like, even when you're searching for it, it's like you're keeping yourself away from it.
Part of it is denial, right? Because you're like, if I fully accept that this whatever thing it is that's making me sad happened, then I have to deal with the reality that it happened and, like, feel all the things that come with that consequence. And yeah, I think that's a big part of why we don't necessarily allow ourselves to fully experience grief. From our parents' perspective, at least what I observed with my parents when a family member passed away for them, I feel like within their generation and within Taiwanese society, culture, at least contained within their generation, I don't think expressing emotion was viewed in a positive way. It was definitely like, emotions are weak and you need to just, like, tough it up to, like, survive in life and to do well in life. So just lock it up. So, like, when someone would pass away, I feel like I remember that they would allow themselves to essentially be kind of, like, sullen, like, for a day, maybe, where, you know, they're just, like, more quiet and, like, want more silence and, like, kind of, you know, moment of silence kind of vibes, but for, like, the full day. But they wouldn't, like, I don't remember my parents crying over anyone necessarily, and they wouldn't talk about it necessarily. Like, I would just be like, oh, vibe is weird today. And then they'd be like, oh, like, my dad has so many siblings, so many brothers, and he's the youngest. So he was like, one of my brothers passed away. And, like, it was just, like, a very kind of, like, offhand comment of, like, one of my older, you know, because they were pretty old at that point already, passed away today. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And then he was like, yeah. So he was like, let's just turn off the TV and, like, be quiet. And I was like, oh, okay. But then he, like, didn't talk about it at all. And that was that. And, like, by the next day, it was already, like, back to normal. And I think it has a lot to do with just, like, the idea of it not being acceptable within their generation and that society of, like, lingering in your emotions and letting it affect the rest of your life. And also, to your point, like, the way that you're interacting with, like, your family and such.
Yeah, there's a certain, what's the word for it? Like, fatalism almost to the approach towards grief as an emotion, because I feel like a lot of the times when I not necessarily talk to my dad about grief, but I'll talk to my dad about, like, certain things in life that I perceive to be unfair, or I'm, like, not right, or, like, I wish it were different. And I feel like almost every time what he said was, like, well, it's just this, it is what it is, right? Like, this is what the situation is. I feel like that's kind of, like, the approach towards grief as an emotion. It's kind of like, well, this person passed. They're already dead. So it's like, it is what it is. Like, what is the point of, like, being sad about that?
We're going to talk about emotional balance, right, in, like, a future episode. And what's interesting about the way that you just explained that is that in one sense, it's a very Buddhist mentality, because Buddhism is all about accepting reality, accepting the now, accepting present time. So being sad and lingering in the past is not focusing on the now. I think there's a fine balance between doing that, being focused on the present, not, like, lingering in your own suffering of the past. But at the same time, like, how do you reconcile with literally being human and like literally having these emotions and like allowing yourself to process those emotions in as fast of a way as possible so that you're honoring that they exist and not bottling it up inside to a point where you're gonna like explode later while not lingering in it.
To be honest, like, it makes sense from the context that they are coming from and growing up. It's like they don't have days and days of time off to like navel gaze and be sad and like be depressed about something, right? Like if you're working in a rural farming community, it's like, all right, the person passed, but you gotta go work the next day. Like, we don't really care that happened. So I kind of like, I see, and I try to like understand that background. And I feel like when you're drawing a really tight line like that, when it comes to negative emotions and like participating in grief, it doesn't allow you to introspect about it because you're like, that's done, it's over. I'm not interested in exploring it in any meaningful way. And I think that that deprives you of the valuable learnings that you get about yourself and how you think about your relationships and connections to other people when you do like lean into the why behind that emotion.
I do really vibe with the idea of like everyone deals with things on their own terms. Like that there's not a set timeline for how to deal with grief and when you're really going to feel the grief. Like it could be delayed. So you talked about numbness before. Like I think a lot of people feel that because you're like kind of in shock, disbelief. And then, like, denial. So it's hard to feel anything when you're in those kinds of states. And then at some point, it will sink in. And then you'll start feeling all that grief. Because actually, I, like, mentioned before Ramon's parents and their parents passing last year. And his mom definitely had one of those. Where it was, like, when her husband's mom passed away first, she was really sad for that in-law passing. Like she allowed herself to cry and such. And then when her dad passed, she was so stonewall about it when we talked to her. Like she felt like she had like no emotions and it was just like cold and kind of like, it happened. Like, what can you do? And then 2 weeks later, we called her and like, we didn't ask about it. We were just like, how are you doing? You know, our normal banter. And then she suddenly like started crying and was like, I'm really sad about my dad. And we're like, oh. So, you know, it just, there's no timeline. Everyone processes it differently and you go through these different stages. And like, hopefully you do allow yourself eventually to release that emotion, whether that's in private, totally alone by yourself, because who knows, right? Our parents might have let themselves feel that grief, but maybe they cried in a bathroom by themselves and didn't let anyone else see that. And we just don't know. But I'm, you know, part of being human is that hopefully you are releasing these normal emotional feelings that you have in response to big life events like this, because holding it in is just like a recipe for disaster, I think.
I don't know. Like my own experience with grief is so different. You know, usually when I run into problems, I'm sad or I'm challenged, like I reach out to people for help. That's kind of interesting to me because it's oppositional to maybe what my parents taught me or didn't tell me. And I definitely have imbibed some of the like no emotion things. So I'm curious as to like where the whole like that connection point came from.
That's a very Western concept to like rely on your friends for emotional support. That's very Western. I don't think my parents ever did like deep emotional reliance on their friends. They were like, that's a boundary of some sort that's like not okay necessarily to cross. So I don't think they expressed in that sense with their friends versus for sure. Like, I think a lot of our generation and younger see our friends as like secondary therapists a little bit. Like you're not professional, but you're stuck with me. So you're going to hear about all my woes.
I feel like it's such an interesting overall experience, like how to deal with grief, because our relationship with grief is so unique because everyone just kind of figures it out on their own, like as they encounter grief experiences through life, which is, I think, one of the reasons why it makes it so difficult to approach, to feel comfortable with, and like to really understand like where, I guess, the box is around the grief. like the limits, the scope, like what it feels like, what it looks like.
Everyone's process is quite different, I think. So that I think that leads well into our closing. Listeners, we want to throw it back to you. How were you taught to deal with grief, or were you taught at all how to deal with grief? How do you actually deal with it nowadays? Let us know in the comments of wherever you're currently watching or listening to this. And come back next week, because we will have another fresh episode for you then. Until then, 再见, bitches.